I suppose people in general, they're very kind to each other.
You've got good neighbours and that, have you?
Pardon?
You've got good neighbours and you find people nice.
Fantastic neighbours, fantastic friends, and I lost family there only 6 weeks ago.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
They were really fantastic, they were super.
Great stuff.
Yeah.
Well, is he going to take you out for a jar tonight after all that?
I don't know, I suppose I can...
Jim, take her out for a jar tonight. She deserves this. Well, look, Clyde, we'll try this next one for you and for all your friends and family and...
Great, John.
Thanks very much for being a sport.
God bless
you. Bye.
Bye.
On the show, you know, 23 after 4 o'clock and a super Sunday afternoon and a fantastic lady. In fact, she's certainly the best to date and she's got all my money for all it's worth. £2 of it, in fact. She actually squeezed a second pound out of me. Bridie MacDonald of Shangan Gardens out there in Ballymun. And Bridie was very, very interesting and very, very, actually a very good vice, Bridie, and Jim should be very proud of you. And as she mentioned, the £2 I'm putting down is matching the £2 Jim is putting down, and the whole thing is going towards St. Joseph's School for the Blind out there in Drumcondra. Can I remind you that the number is 743435 if you want to dial us in here for a request. And with the weekend happening, I want you to take full, very careful note what our little friend here has to say to you.
They tell me that 10% of road accidents are caused by drunken drivers. So why don't the other 90 of you get off the road and let me drive in peace?
You can laugh about it, but as a driver, it's not just your life that's at stake. Don't drink and drive.
After four. And you're on the front station. In a moment, we want you to get your nozzle into Joe Dolan and try from his brand new. Well, but before that, a gent on the phone. Hello?
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, fine. How about yourself?
Okay, who are you?
My name's Pat.
Pat what?
Lynch.
How are you, Pat?
Yeah.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Sandymount.
And what have you got for us?
I'd just like to wish all the people doing the Leaving Cert next Thursday the best of luck.
Are you going
to
sing a song for us?
I'll give it a try.
Would you, Pat? God bless you. I don't think you're going to do as good as Bridie, because I think, I can't help thinking that she's going to take the lead. But go ahead anyway. God bless.
Well, One night when walking down a lane as night was drawing near, I met a colleen with three flowers and she more sweet than I. I'll keep this flower beside my breast and sweetly said to me, this flower comes from the Wicklow Hills. I forget the rest. But it's, you know, it's a nice little ballad. And
You like ballads, do you?
Yeah, and you know, an awful lot of youngsters like myself get fed up with listening to the noise and the discos.
I know.
And it's not, you're just being shoved around, you know?
Yeah, you like the old radio, do you?
I do, I listen an awful lot to radio. And the one thing I like, hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
One thing I like about ARD is that the way they cater for all types of people, you know?
And all kinds of music.
Yeah, because I think that's what's going to make ARD a success.
A licensed situation.
Because, and like, you got yourself with the teenagers.
Yeah.
You've got Tony Boylan with the 78 show.
Great stuff.
You've got the Hour and a Half sports program on a Friday evening, I think.
You certainly do listen to ARD.
You got Paul Downey on a Sunday morning.
Sensation maker.
You know, and I think... Yeah. I'd like to wish two friends of mine that are madly in love.
Yeah.
The ones, Brian Moore and Patricia Bradle.
Okay.
And I brought them together.
Great stuff.
Because, see, I arrange people to come together, you know.
Fantastic. Come together, feel fine together, and have fun together.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Bye.
See you.
Here's Joe Dolan.
You're my only one desire when you set my heart afire with your kisses. But I'm one of many others and you treat me like a brother and a fool. I just gotta have your loving all the time. Come and see me, tell me that you're really mine. You can take me, you can make me, I'll be willing and I'll really play it cool. There's a reason for believing, but I'm seeing only heaven where we go. Oh, I can rock and I just need you on the very thought of you.
Oh,
got Solid Gold Joe all the way from Mullingar and a track from his album. The album's called Midnight Lover at 30 and a half minutes after 4 o'clock on a super Sunday afternoon. Having lots of fun on the old telephone, and in fact somebody on the telephone will be back and we have a corny joke for you. I've actually dug myself out a corny joke, and you know what happens when I tell the corny jokes. I want to tell you before that about the ARD Summer Road Show, which takes the road, and it's all very interesting and all tightly packed together over here with the very capable and very sexy voice of Dave C. Over to you, Dave!
Summertime is fun time, and this summer ARD Radio is going on the road. Yes, now you can book the ARD Super Road Show to make your event go the swing. You can find out more now by ringing 972-111 extension 259. That's 972-111 extension 259. See and hear your favorite ARD disc jockeys live on stage right throughout the summer. The ARD Super Road Show is available to you right now. Get it on 972-111 extension 259.
Yes, indeed, do as you're told. Make it a good summer with ARD and the Super Road Show. And all enquiries can come through our Quick Link service, which is our emergency service at 972-1111. Hello?
Hello.
How are you? Who's that?
Charles Darby.
You don't have to say your real name. Charles Darby.
Yeah.
Where
Baker.
Who's
and
that?
Austin Baker.
And Austin Baker. What are you
Jerry
all?
Jerry Martin.
And Jerry Martin. Where are you?
Donnamead.
Donnamead. At the shopping centre, is it?
No, down the road from the shopping centre.
And what are you doing this afternoon?
We're sitting in playing cards.
Playing cards?
Yeah.
And listening to the old radio?
Yeah.
And are you going to sing a song for us?
Yeah.
What are you going to sing?
Donny Meade's National Anthem.
Oh, great stuff. What's it called?
Blue Boy Song.
The Blue Boy Song, okay. Whenever you're ready, go ahead.
A pussy boy came up to me. He said, where are you from? So I said, Donnamead. So I kicked him in the head, and I kicked him in the head. Now that pussy is dead. Oi, 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 oi,
Can you do that again in B flat?
What?
Can you do that again in B flat?
No.
That was very good. Is that one you made up yourself?
Yeah.
I see. Listen, have you got any girlfriends out there this afternoon?
Yeah, Sandra Connolly.
God bless her.
Fiona Muir.
Pray for her.
Who's in Portland?
Yeah.
Brenda O'Connor.
Forgive her.
Nelly.
Nelly, see you again tonight.
Caroline.
Okay.
Sandra Doyle. And everybody else in Donnamead.
Okay, great stuff. Okay, nice to talk to you.
Will you play a record for us?
I will indeed.
Have you got a cozy pill? Na 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 na.
I'm trying to dig it out for you, certainly.
Yeah, you had it the other day.
That's right. Okay, thanks for talking to us.
Right, thanks very much.
Goodbye.
Good luck.
Couple of headers out there in Donnamead. 26 to 5 o'clock. And I remind you that I've been leaving you at 5. Very sad to be leaving you. But before we move on with the next record, which is Kathy's Clown by Donald and Phil of the Everly Brothers, can I tell you a little joke? Goodness, the phone's ringing again in the background. That's what I heard last night when I was sitting down having a jar and a cigar in Old Breers. And it goes like this. A woman was having her Sunday roast, and she sent her husband down to the end of the garden to get a head of cabbage. And when he went down, he had a heart attack and fell dead on the ground. So she didn't know what to do, so she galloped out to the local parish priest. And the parish priest said to her, oh goodness, I'm laughing already. This was very corny. The parish priest said to her anyway, well, Mrs. Murphy, what did you do? So she, well, I opened a can of peas, Father. Corny comedy with Dr. Don and Kathy's Clown from the Everly Don and Phil.
Don't worry.
after the days of your granny and Noah's Ark and Larry Gogan and these people. Howdy's Clown from Down and Fail of the Everleaf. Actually, 1960 was the year, if my memory serves me correctly. No, it doesn't. This one's called Cathy's Clown. And while I'm talking to you right now, I'm answering the telephone. Hello?
Hello?
Who's that?
This is Carol here in Drumcondra.
Hiya, Carol. I'm after putting you on the spot.
Yeah, you did a bit.
Have you anything private you want to say to me?
No.
I can always switch it off, you see, and talk in the background.
I was just wondering why you look up any more housewives than things.
Are you a housewife?
Well, sort of.
A brave one.
Yeah.
And where are you from?
Well, I'm in Drumcondra at the moment.
I see.
Yeah.
So it's up Drumcondra, is it?
Yeah.
And what would you like to sing for us? Hey, by the way, are you in a telephone box?
No, I'm not, no.
Hadn't your woman a nerve in the telephone box? Huh? I'm sure all the cars are going by laughing at her.
Yeah.
And her husband Jim must be a header. Like me, so.
There's nobody here listening to me. They're all gone out for a walk.
They're all gone out, so you're venturing onto the telephone.
Yeah.
What do you sing for us?
Well, I'll sing a ballad.
Well, tell me, is it the money now you're after?
No, I'm not actually, no. I just have a hard neck.
You have a hard neck, huh? You have to. This is our life. It's a hard life. What are you going to sing for us?
Three Born Men of the Travelling People.
Great stuff. Anything for a laugh.
You sure you want to hear it?
I'm dying to hear it.
Right, so.
If you're really good, I'll take you for a jar tonight.
That'd be grand.
If you can get away.
Right, so.
Okay, off you go in B-flat.
We are three born men of the travelling people. Got no fixed abode of no matter your number. Lumber. Oh, we need the woods and the resting places, and the small boat sang when winter days were over. But we lost our sultry all night long, seeing the summer sunrise in the morning. All you freeborn men of the traveling people. Every tinkle, rolling stone of gypsy river. Winds of change are blowing, no way they're going. Your traveling days will soon be over. That's it.
Very good.
Tell me,
have you an old radio there in the background?
Yeah, my sister's here. She has the radio going.
Can you bring it just a little bit away from the old telephone?
She did. She took it outside,
We were getting squeaks and things, and I was afraid to turn my mic up.
Yeah.
You did very well.
I wonder, could you play a request for me?
Well,
how do you feel
now after singing?
We'll have to get a load
off your chest, so to speak.
Yeah.
Tell me something. Who do you want to say hello to? Your kids?
Yeah, just the kids.
How many have you got?
Three.
Oh, you're buckets of them.
Yeah.
Boys and girls?
Two girls and a boy.
Ah, the girls are the best. Lovely stuff.
And twin girls.
Have you? What age are they?
5.
5 years of age?
Yeah.
Are they both 5?
They're both 5, yeah. They're twins.
They're equal twins.
Yeah. Okay. And all my family as well.
Great stuff. Name them, sure. Say hello to them.
Well, I better not. I've been in trouble.
I see. Well, actually, Bridie McDonald was on before you, and I think in a lot of ways it put you in the same league as her, although she's a lot braver now from the public telephone box.
Yeah. And a special request for my sister, Brenda.
Okay.
Yeah.
And your husband?
As well.
What's his name?
Terry.
You're not saying?
Yeah, Terry is his name.
Well, tell me something. What do you think of the program?
Really good. It's really the first time I've actually sat down and listened to it. Sounds good.
Well, I was doing it for 4 years on the radio.
Yeah, I'm usually very busy on a Sunday afternoon, you know.
Yeah. Well, this is only a one-off. I won't be here every week, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But it's sort of a one-off because it's a winter weekend and that, and we thought we'd have a bit of laugh.
Yeah.
So they brought in their best disc jockey. Their biggest personality. You're supposed to say yeah.
Yeah.
You haven't any corny jokes before you go?
No, I haven't. I can't think of anything to say really at the moment.
I'll tell you, I heard one actually, and I don't know if you'll go along with this, but would you agree that cabbage and lettuce is actually good for your eyesight?
I haven't seen any yet. What? I didn't know that one. Yeah.
You say no anyway.
No, okay.
And I say, well, have you ever seen a rabbit with glasses? They're laughing.
Because I'm making
it just to
myself.
Oh, you're not. You're a great crack.
Can you play an ABBA tune for me, please?
ABBA? Well, we'll try and dig out ABBA for you.
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, okay.
But on the turntable, we've a nice one by Lucky Numbers. We'll play that for you as well.
Right.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for being on board.
Bye-bye.
God bless you.
This is a fella called Shea Fife on the band Lucky Numbers, an Irish band from Limerick, in fact. 14 3/4 minutes to 5 o'clock, and time for Dr. Don to take a few medical moments away from the microphone for me to have a very necessary commercial break. Back with you in a moment, Gag. Please don't go away because we have a lady caller on the line who wants to sing.
Let me tell you about Tala Transport. Tala Transport is a reliable and efficient licensed haulage contractor to the 32 counties. And they're at Main Street, Rathcoole. Telephone 580011. Tala Transport have a fleet of radio-controlled trucks at your service. And they're at Main Street, Rathcoole. Telephone 580011. Tala Transport buy and sell used pallets. We also repair them and make them to your specifications. Whether it's haulage or pallets, contact Tala Transport. They're at Main Street, Rathcoole. Telephone 580011. Tala Transport. And Tala Transport are also experts in forklift and machinery transportation.
Kelly Furniture means something different. See their comprehensive range from leading manufacturers in Ireland and Europe. This week's special offer for newlyweds and engaged couples is a sitting room suite, plus a kitchen suite, plus a bedroom suite, and all for only £293. With the largest selection of furniture in Ireland, you can drive in. There's no parking problems. Kelly Furniture open Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Saturday until 6, Thursday and Friday until 9, and Sunday from 2 to 6pm at 345 North Circular Road. Telephone 306-133.
summertime is here again, and we would like to remind you that it's the ideal time to contact Santry Aluminium. If you've got a problem with rotting ugly window frames, or drafty front doors, or cold hallways, Santry Aluminium can give your house a facelift with quality craftsman-made frames fitted by tradesmen, all for a price that's guaranteed to suit your pocket. Santry Aluminium can also make and supply windows and doors with or without fixing. Why not contact Santry Aluminium at 762 Collins' Avenue, Santry, telephone 421-986. That's 421-986. And they'll give you a lighter, brighter, warmer, draft-free house. Santry Aluminium, 762 Collins' Avenue, telephone 421-986. These specialists in replacement windows, replacement doors, patio doors, and secondary double glazer.
Summertime is fun time, and this summer AOD Radio is going on the road. Yes, now you can book the AOD Super Road Show to make your event go the swing. You can find out more now by ringing 972-111, extension 259. That's 972-111, extension 259. See and hear your favorite AOD disc jockeys live on stage right throughout the summer. The AOD Super Road Show is available to you right now. Get it on 972-111, extension 259.
More and more people are realizing that advertising on AOD Radio gets the results quicker than any other medium. Our advertising manager will be pleased to give you more details on 684-714. That's 684-714. That's the hotline with a direct line to your market. Advertise on AOD 257 and we'll get you there more efficiently and economically. That number again is 684-714. 684-714. Do it now.
And a quarter minutes to 5 o'clock, you're joining the in sound of AOD Radio and the colourful sound of community radio. It's AOD with you and a lady on the telephone. Hi.
Hello.
How are you? Who's that?
I'm very well, thank you.
And you? Oh, I'm okay. Who are you?
My name is Murphy.
Murphy, that's a good Irish name. Mrs. Murphy, where are you from?
From Rat Road, Navin Road.
Navin Road, what's beside me?
Am I?
I actually live up there, around just around the corner from you.
Are you good looking?
Am I good looking?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a little bit handsome. They're very hairy, actually.
Anything? Would I have any hope of you washing?
Washing myself? I wash.
Would I have any hope of getting you washing?
Getting me washing?
Yeah.
Are you fancy? You fancy me washing?
I'm looking for someone. I'm just saying I wonder would I have any chance of getting you washing?
Ah, that's a dirty one.
No, no, I don't mean that.
I mean dirty. You know, dirty.
No.
No, it's a pond. You know, dirty clothes.
Yeah.
Tell me something. What are you doing this afternoon? Are you a housewife?
I am, yes.
And what are you doing out there this afternoon?
Well, I broke my arm and I'm just sitting in here in the chair.
You broke your arm? What did you do? Buy a round?
And?
Did you buy a round?
Oh, I wish I would. At least I'd have satisfaction from that.
That's something nice he'll never do, I can tell you. The bionic boy, we call him. When it comes to his run, he moves like lightning.
Oh, you can say that again.
Tell me something. Are you going to sing a song for us?
Yes.
Are you?
Yes.
Are you a Kerry woman or a Dublin woman?
Well, I'm a Dublin born, but I'm a country person by defence.
I know. Actually, I was talking to a lady only last week, and she moved up from the country into a brand new house.
Yes.
And she found it very difficult to operate the new washing machine.
Yes.
She just couldn't understand it, no matter how hard she tried. Do you know what she was doing? She brought up all the clothes, she put them in, then she pulled the chain and she couldn't see them.
Oh, that's really good. That's really good. I'll tell you a better one.
Go on.
You go down to the GPO, it took a long time, right?
Yeah.
You go down, and the double man is holding himself while the cork man is helping to keep it going.
Yeah.
So, I don't think you should say much about the country people.
Okay.
Anyway, I'd like, if you were doing this, I'd like it for my brother-in-law is in patient in Blanchardstown Hospital, and also for Sister Veronica, the Navan Road, and all the senior citizens.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay, whenever you're ready to shoot them, go ahead.
Okay.
Off you go.
I can see the mud cabin
he dons his wisest rim, the finest mud cabin you ever did see. Considering 'twas there he read poultry and pigs in, 'twas always kept spotless and delicious and clean. But all around, 'tis sad now and weary, no light in the window, no beam round the door, not even the sun through the window shines cheery, since I lost my own darling Teddy O'Neill. Well, I dreamt her last night, oh, bad luck to my dreaming. I'd die if I thought it would e'er come to pass. I dreamt while the tears down my pillow were streaming, that Teddy was courting another fair lass. And when I woke to the weeping and wailing, the grief of my thought was too deep to conceal. My mother cried, Nora, child, what is your ailing? And all I could answer was, Teddy O'Neill. Will I ever forget when the big ship was ready? The moment had come when my love must depart.
The wings are going to be here at the right
time. What are they doing? Pollinatcher, are they?
Yeah.
Listen, you did very well.
Thank you very much.
I thought you were very... No, as true as I'm sitting on this pink elephant, you did very well.
Thank you very much. Just as around the gate there, I'm very, very sorry, but they're all here listening back to me, and my brother-in-law in Lancashire. I would have loved them together.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, you're after doing that for me. I'll play the next record very special for you.
Yeah, for
sister
and all the senior
assistants.
Okay,
okay.
And my brother-in-law.
Great stuff.
Right?
Nice to talk to you. Have you got blue eyes, by the way? Have you got blue eyes?
God, I don't know. I never got a man to look into me yet.
You didn't? Well, we might organise that for you. Okay, thanks for talking to us.
Bye.
And have this one on me. And for all of the lovely ladies with blue eyes, blonde hair, Don Partridge.
It happens every spring, I hear this bluebird sing. Love is here again to stay. But now that I see you, I know this time is true. Love is really here to stay. Blue eyes look my way, make today my lucky day. Blue eyes looking at me, hope you're liking what you see. Everything.
That's a fella called Don Partridge at 3 minutes to 5 o'clock, and it gives me time for one more record. I must admit, I've really enjoyed myself this afternoon chatting with people all around the city, and indeed, absolutely no offence meant to the lady who rang in when I was telling her the joke about the washing machine and the lady who pulled the chain when the clothes went in and hasn't seen them since. But in fact, my wife's been giving a hell of a lot of washing machine. She says the blooming thing is laughing at her, and I'm insisting every day. Like I said, it's not laughing at you. I know it's not laughing at you. It's laughing at me. You know, they get cornier as the day goes on. 2.5 to 5 weeks. And a super Sunday. Jimmy Lynch up and coming with his brother and his black bags and his little shorts and his frilly beard. Oh my goodness. Finishing it out. Finishing. Ah, oh, put yourself together, Dawn. Finishing us with Joe Dolan. Once again from his album.